right, continuing on now. Daquan Bruce is the executive director of Concerned Communities for America. It's an organization focused on facilitating political liberation and social transformation of communities of color across America, this great country of ours. And they say that the Internal Revenue Service expansion is a war on black America. I don't disagree with that. After all, when you look at the numbers, the idea that somehow the rich are going to get targeted, not true. In fact, 4 out of 5 audits end up focusing on people making $25,000 a year or less. Only 1 audit in 5 targets people making $200,000 or more. I mean, so what they've told us is simply not true. Daquan, good to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Greatly appreciate it. So you say, and I don't disagree, 87,000 new agents that Joe Biden says he wants to help America, pay your fair share, and so on and so forth. They're going to come after all sorts of people because they're going to come after people that can't defend themselves. The rich people can always defend themselves. They have lawyers and accountants and ways to figure things out. But those people making, you know, $100,000 or less, they don't have the time or the resources to fight the IRS, do they?
Not at all. And the IRS knows this, you know, and essentially, you know, boosting the capacity, putting 87,000 new agents out on the streets, knowing that the IRS has historically and even present day been used as either a political attack dog or to target minority communities, is telling the average American that if you try to move beyond your socioeconomic state that you are currently in, that the IRS is going to be watching you. The IRS is going to be flagging you as an oddity because, you know, essentially this administration and this government wants people to stay where they are, and that is below the poverty line and you know, subservient to the government.
Yeah. So this is bad news for anybody. For anybody who is not wealthy, because at 87,000, you know, that's a lot of folks looking to do a lot of work to justify their positions because they have to do audits and collect money to just. And because here's the thing. Audits, a lot of people are just going to say, well, how much do you want me to write the check for? And worse than that is this. I mean, because if you don't have the resources, you throw your hands in the air and say, I've got to go to work. I don't have time to sit here and fight with you. What do you want? And so you'll go away. So they just pay them to go away. But worse than that, Daquan, is the fact that they'll be on the hook for a period of time. You'll be paying the IRS a monthly payment. It's a cash flow plan for the United States government.
Exactly. And it's a way to fund, you know, more reckless government spending. And beyond that, you know, audits, if they aren't paid off, you're going to have average Americans having their assets seized, having their, you know, liens put on their homes, having their bank accounts frozen and things like that, which is really the antithesis of what we are trying to do. If we want Americans to be prosperous, if we want our country to thrive, we should be enabling people to go out and work and make
more
money.
But that's not what they want. It's not what they want. It's not what the socialists want, Daquan, because they want you to stay home and get a government check. And then want another government check and another government check, which, by the way, drives inflation, because if you have people sitting home making the same money and not producing any work, therefore not producing any widgets, but they still want the widgets that are made by the rest of the world, that creates inflation. Government creates inflation that way. But that's what they want. They want captive sheep. And so I ask you, obviously, you're working to transform communities of color across America. That is what Concerned Communities for America is targeting. How do you, I mean, the Latino population, they're abandoning the Democrats as fast as you can imagine. I see the black community and black voters who've been Democrats their whole lives are moving some, but not with the express determination of the Latino community. Why not? Why are black voters still so beholden to the Democrat Party?
Well, you know, that speaks to a much longer and different conversation. But essentially, there's a legacy issue here, is that for so long, black Americans in America has viewed the Democratic Party as the party that's going to give us handouts, that's going to represent us, even though they truly don't in the matter of our values, right? And so after, you know, decades of these misinformation campaigns and this brainwashing, so to speak, has left many Black Americans only truly believing that it is the Democratic side that has their best interests at heart. But what we are doing as CCA is, you know, their old saying, you can lead a horse to water. And that's our goal. We want to present the facts. So around this issue, we are gathering the stories of individuals who have been deeply affected by the IRS capacity and targeted directly by the IRS. And we're showing people the facts about what it is that the left truly wants to accomplish in the United States. And we're allowing them to make the decisions for themselves. You know, many Black Americans share very conservative values.
They do.
But they don't understand where those values align. And so if we can show them that there is a place for them, that there's a place for our views and our beliefs inside the Republican Party and the conservative movement, then we're starting to see a resurgence of Black Americans identifying and supporting those conservative values.
Well, they should, because the Democrat Party gave us the Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow laws. It was a Democrat standing on the schoolhouse door blocking Black kids from going to school. They brought us segregation. They brought us George Wallace, for God's sake. And they sit there and say, it's the Republicans. No, never was, never has been, and never will be. Republicans stand for actual, honest, equal rights in America. Daquan Bruce, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Greatly appreciate it. Look him up. It is the Concerned Communities for America. Concerned Communities for America. I have some final thoughts in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.